here at a very crowded GAC. Some session just got out, and everybody on planet Earth is in the lobby right
sure
here.
Seems but like it.
We are here with Bob Sanders from Momentum. How are you, Bob?
Hey, pretty good, Mike. How you been?
Nice to. I've been all right. Doing a little busy, but hey, I'm sure you are too.
Absolutely, it's a great show this year, and I think probably prompted by some political activity
a
in the country right
bit,
now, right?
A little bit. I think that's a big reason why a lot of people are here.
Absolutely.
Because of all the changes that are happening right up on the hill out there.
Absolutely.
So I mean, what's, just to kind of kick things off here, what are you hearing in the hallways here? What's the buzz of the show that you're hearing?
I think the buzz of the show is somewhat similar to previous years we've been here. Regulatory compliance. What are you going to make me do? Mergers, acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
But and interesting to me is, and we hear this from day to day out in the street, if you will, as opposed to the show,
mm-hmm.
is what is this group of leaders looking to do as they advance the credit union, and you have what, I would venture 40% of the people who are probably retired in the next 5 years?
Yeah, you're probably right.
And it was interesting, we attended Feline's breakfast yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and they rolled out their new Center for Excellence, the War for Talent,
yeah.
which is something we've been hearing from clients for the last 5 years. How do I attract smart people? How do I retain them?
Mm-hmm.
How do I grow? How do I plan to succeed mm-hmm. in the future without me when I go?
Right.
And even from I talked to a board director yesterday, I won't get into the credit union, but he's the head of their strategic planning for a 9-member board, $2 billion credit union.
Mm-hmm.
He went around at the last meeting and said, what are you folks doing for the next 3 years? And he said, 6 of them said, we're gone from the board.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So that war for talent extends, I think, beyond the MSRs or the loan processing folks or the C-suite.
It's going
into
well.
The... Absolutely.
Wow. So what you guys are building designers, and you guys do some really, really cool stuff. I've seen pictures and talked to Mark, obviously. But I think that the latest trend is wellness.
Yes.
Wellness and building.
Good question.
And that's
health
something
and wellness.
That's really hot right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And then
sure.
how we can connect the dots to credit unions and kind of adopting this new idea. I don't want to say new idea, but it's something that we all should really be aware of.
Yes. About 8 years ago, we had a credit union in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The recession hit, as everybody recalls, right? Hiring freezes, no construction, no implementation. In our business, I mean, we basically design and construct high-performance buildings to support someone's work.
I like the high-performance buildings.
It's a high-performance building. Its sole purpose is to support the work of the people that are in it, correct? So you had green buildings, which is LEED. LEED's a standard certification for the last probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are LEED APs. You know, we've embraced the philosophy. We've trained ourselves and so forth. And this client came back after the project was on hold for 2 years and said, I'm looking at the organization, I'm looking at where we're going in the future in Fort Wayne. How do I not just add something on and shove people in here in cubicles, but how do I end up with a culture of an environment that I want to deal with in the future?
Yeah.
How can new buildings do this?
Yeah.
And so we started to talk about, well, let's look at the 4 generations in the workplace. Let's look at what each generation brings that's unique, but how they need to work with each other, and how can that building design, layout, and performance support that?
Mm-hmm.
So what Well's done, it's taken LEED, I shouldn't say LEED on steroids, but it's taken LEED and said, hey, this has all been about the building. So we use some workplace effectiveness data and studies to talk about how people work
sure.
in the space, and how the wellness has gone in and says, we're looking at productivity. And it's hard to measure. We call people in the credit industry knowledge workers, right? How do you measure productivity? You don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You
yeah.
measure effectiveness.
Yeah.
But you measure effectiveness by surveying people and letting them tell you what supports their work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at engagement within the space, and now we look at retention. Those three elements really are focus of well. So it's the health and well-being of the people in the building
mm-hmm.
and how the building provides support for that, which is, you might as well throw LEED, not out the window,
Right.
But it's a real synergy that needs to happen.
Yeah, it's a different perspective of looking at this type of stuff. Because I mean, every time I talk to you guys at Momentum, your cohort, your Mark,
yes,
Allgaard there, I learned
partner
something
in
new.
Crime. Yeah.
Your partner in crime. Let's do it. Yeah, there's such a science behind this that I think a vast majority of people don't even know. But you guys are well immersed in it. But I think it's so important. It's something that's not even looked at. I think Mark and I have talked before.
It's hard to communicate, yes.
Yeah, that you can get a feeling for a place that, you know, within 5-10 seconds you walk into a place. You can
yes.
know like what a work culture it is, what the building is like, and gosh, comes down to, do I really want to work here? You know? Well, do I want to work in this environment?
The credit union, Fort Wayne. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They came out and said, now sustainability is part of our culture. Yeah. And they just didn't take it from the building. They took it from how we sustain the health and wellness of the staff. Hey, we've got space. Why don't we have a fitness center here? Why do I make people go to a gym?
Right.
Do I have a quiet place? I might have a nursing mother. She's working. Mm-hmm. Husband's working. Yeah. They're still trying to raise kids.
Yeah.
Provide space in here to deal with this. This is all part of the philosophy of well. But what happened was, a longtime client of ours, Hapo Community Credit Union, out in the Tri-Cities of Washington, came to us with a new regional center. They're moving a center about two-some-odd hours from their corporate. And Steve Anderson, the CEO, said, hey, Lead's not good enough for me anymore.
Good.
And meanwhile, he was one of the first subscribers to Lead in the credit union world.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I need to follow the well-building initiative standards. I need you guys to deal with this. And I'll be honest with you, everyone tries to chase the bright, shiny object, right? But we're all engineers, architects, and we're saying, hey, this is a little more difficult for you, not just us. Mm-hmm. We can design, we can comply, and so forth.
Right.
But it's an ongoing process that continues to measure the performance of issues like air, light, comfort, nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
Nourishment, mm-hmm. It's like unheard of.
I know.
So if you're providing snacks in the credit union, they need to comply with certain guidelines.
It's not like you're talking about a doctor's office, you know? But
there's only 350 of these in the world right
really?
Now. They will be the first credit union in the world to comply with well-building initiative and well-building standards. And in the U.S., there's only 167 odd projects. You can see where it's headed.
Is there any like documentation, any results type information about how these buildings, these super performance buildings, benefit a company, in this case a credit union?
Well, again, to go back to the Three Rivers Federal Credit Union, Fort Wayne, we came back and looked at the ROI on the entire project, not just from the building standpoint, because you can take a building and say, okay, operations center, I can write it down over 30 years and depreciate it, the equipment 7 years and so forth.
Yeah.
But if you look at the cost, say, of a $25 million building, I'm picking some big numbers, which would be roughly, you know, a billion-plus credit union's headquarters, right?
Right.
If I look at the cost of that building out over 20, 25 years, it's $25 million. My employee costs are $250 to $300 million over that time. So how do I impact the effectiveness and productivity of the staff? The buildings is what it is. I'm operating costs, taxes, you know, utilities.
Mm-hmm.
But the staff needs to be more effective. So we use data research and tools from the very beginning, question each and every member of that staff, not just the C-suite, but throughout the organization. They tell us basically what is holding them back from being effective. And we use that data to impact the design. And we partner with a firm out of the UK, the Leesman Index. They're just dynamite, groundbreaking folks. They've done about 220,000 individual knowledge worker surveys in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with them starting in the beginning. We had about 10,000. Their business has gone nuts.
Really?
Because people want to be more effective.
Yeah.
And they can't afford the people to quit. You can't have trained some young kid, comes in
that's
3 years,
money, yeah.
promising talent.
Right.
I left because my building doesn't work for me.
Right.
I don't have access to my manager. I don't feel like I can collaborate in space.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
too hot, too cold, the light's too bright. Mm-hmm. All these things have you know, 90% of your time spent indoors, right?
And it's stuff you don't really think about until it's aware to you, you know? It's just, it's something that's there, but then, I find this topic so interesting.
Oh, it is. It's
fascinating.
It's changed our business.
Gosh, yeah, I could imagine. Yes. And I've talked to a number of credit union CEOs, one out in San Diego, my neck of the woods, who's created all these wellness programs and stuff at their credit union, and he said, you know, sick days are down, productivity is up, creativity is like off the hook, you know, and the morale is just through the roof as well. So
people want to be a part.
And to me, it adds to the value of the credit union.
Absolutely.
From a staff standpoint, you know, and then when your members come in, they see that. They see happy, healthy people that want to do a good job for them. I think it makes a total difference.
Well, you've heard the term GAFA.
No.
The new word. We want to be like Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you hear that. We want to emulate everything we do from our member relationships to our, you know, staff.
Yeah, yeah.
So the GAFA effect has had an impact on these buildings because what's the first thing these people do? They build a campus.
Yeah.
And it's got to be dynamic. It's got to be able to change. It's got to be adapt. You hear about chefs in the building. You hear about people able to sleep there. It's an extreme.
Yeah.
It's not too far-fetched.
I agree. Man, Bob, I could talk about this all day long.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you got lots of stuff to do.
Well, we're having fun.
We can do part two a little
absolutely,
next conference.
Mike.
How about that?
I appreciate your help.
Bob, thank you so
anytime.
Much.
Yes,
well
sir.
Done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks, man.
This is so much fun to talk about.